Greetings, friends. Welcome to the very first podcast of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape. You're going to see a video I discovered, and we're going to talk about it in detail. And I just wanted to thank you for being part of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape to support my hard work of the 20 hours a week it takes approximately to research and make these podcasts. So thank you for joining, and here's your first episode of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape. Here's what the most important news is coming up, and I've got two videos to show and to talk about. Basically, anybody who's following alternative media knows that there are people who basically run the world. They're the billionaires and the trillionaires. Some of them are known and some of them are unknown. It might be some religious institutions, might be political institutions, might be, you know, people who became billionaires through various industries. Could be families that have been around for a long time. So, whoever that is, we know who some of those people are, and the World Economic Forum is one of those. And Klaus Schwab is the leader thereof, and he has a young man giving him advice, his chief advisor. Now, this gentleman, I'm going to show you, someone on a Brighteon channel, cut together clips of this man saying worse things than Hitler said. So imagine what he's not saying, okay? And it's pretty scary. Then I'm going to show you one other short video. Both of these videos are short. And you'll see that the world is not going in a good direction. Because Klaus Schwab is kind of old. This young guy and his philosophy would then basically take over and be the philosophy of the people who run the world. It is said that the overflowing of the heart, the mouth cannot help but speak, meaning evil people eventually just admit it. You know, they can't help themselves. They're kind of prideful, proud of what they think, you know, and what they do. They think it's perfectly fine. Of course they do. Thieves have a reason why they steal. Murderers have a reason why they kill. Right? To justify themselves so that they can go to sleep at night. So let's take a look at this video. It's pretty remarkable, and I'll be giving commentary about it as we go along.
With all the current issues on our agenda, we tend to forget that we are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, which accelerates global change in much more comprehensive and faster ways than the previous three revolutions.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, right. Just as an example, it's you who exactly. are changed. Yeah. And of yeah. course, this has a big impact on yeah. your identity.
Okay, so he's talking about part of this industrial revolution that they want to initiate somehow having to do with DNA changes inside individuals, and they think that's a good thing. So what a coincidence that a genetic injection was given to people recently, because these injections have never been given to humanity before, and they basically tell your cells to do something that they wouldn't normally do. So that's genetic manipulation of the human body, and people are lining up to have that done for them for their alleged good. Mind you, when the Nazis put people in the concentration camps, they told them it was for their good. You're going to have a job there. You're going to be fed there. Here, come in here. We're going to take a shower. We're going to get everybody clean and hygienic. And the real reason was that they were going to kill them. The Nazis and Stalin and Mussolini and Pak and Vietnam all together killed something like 50 million people. That was less than 100 years ago. The world leaders, Genghis Khan or Hitler, whoever they've been over time, tend to be genocidal maniacs, and they always have been and apparently always are. People are just becoming more clever, but they can't help but speak out of pride of their plans for the world. Take another listen to that part.
The difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them.
Maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies.
So he says we agreed to being surveilled all the time. I don't remember agreeing to that. He said even in a democracy. So even in a, quote, democracy, you have totalitarianism, but you can't have both, right? How can that be? How can you have totalitarianism and democracy at the same time? So you can't. So you can only have one, right? One is a cover, right? Isn't that called a wolf in sheep's clothing? So they're basically saying they want totalitarianism. It's a good thing. Everyone's going to agree to it. And we'll cloak it and call it democracy.
Now, in a way, this was a dream of dictators and totalitarian regimes throughout history, but they were never able to actually accomplish this. Even if you have a KGB agent following you around 24 hours a day, they still don't really know what's happening inside you. And technically, you can't have a KGB agent following every Soviet citizen around 24 hours a day because...
So the guy admitted it's totalitarianism, surveying everybody. So he admitted it. So how can it be a democracy? See, that's what liars do. They kind of candle wick. They mix truth and lies together so you'll be confused. So he's saying it's a good thing to follow everybody and to know what everybody is doing all of the time. That's what world leaders want. They have all the money they need. So what do they spend their time doing? Everything is kind of insatiable. So when you have greed for money and you got enough money, the greed becomes for power and control. That's why they want everybody submitting. They're trying to trick people into making excuses for submitting. Self-interest. It's in your self-interest to take this medicine or go to this quarantine camp or whatever. See, it's for your own good. You'll be protected that way. I was just reading a verse in Hebrews 2:14 through 15 that says that the devil holds mankind in slavery because of their fear of death. You see, do this or you might die. Do this or I'm going to take your freedom away. Well, wait a minute. If one man holds the keys to freedom over another man, then that's slavery. And I thought slavery was illegal according to international law. So if one man has to ask another man who happens to be wearing a police uniform, can I do this? Here's my permit to do this. Then one man has slavery over the other man, you see?
It's possible for the first time in history to follow everybody all the time. And it's possible, it is becoming possible, to go under the skin. It's not just seeing where you go, who you meet, what you say.
So under the skin, seems to me there were billions and billions of people who recently had something put under the skin, didn't they? What a coincidence.
Actually understanding what you feel and what you think.
This is the gentleman who invented the technology that was used in these injections, which originally were considered to be so dangerous that only terminally ill people should get them because they're dying anyway. This is the gentleman who invented them and said that they are being misused for the last couple of years. That even though he invented this technology, he said it is a grievous misuse to use them to prevent, allegedly, a future infection. So that's the inventor saying that. And yet when the guy who invented the injections says the injections are being misused on any platform, they take him down in alleged democracies with freedom of speech and freedom of the press, right? I'm a journalist, and many journalists have programs, channels on these allegedly neutral publishing platforms, and yet they are taken down. So there is not freedom of the press, and there is not freedom of speech. You would think journalists, news organizations would want to hear from the inventor of the technology that billions of people worldwide are getting. And yet, they refuse to have the inventor of the injections tell the world that this is not what they were designed for. They're not designed to prevent viruses. It's a misuse, and it's a dangerous misuse. Interesting. You would think news organizations who are promoting these injections would want to hear from the person who invented them. And yet, when he speaks, he is taken down off the internet. Isn't that interesting?
Transhumanism. This is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum that's not hidden. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism. So transhumanism is the belief, is the technology suite, both mechanical and biological modification of humans for improved longevity and performance, I think, in general.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that you...
Okay, so out of the overflowing of the heart, the mouth speak. He called humans animals. Now, if I'm a farmer, and I think a particular injection is going to make my cow produce more milk, does the cow have a choice whether it gets the injection or not? No, it doesn't. Why does it not have a choice? Because it's a piece of property. So when people are blackmailed, take this injection or you're fired, take this injection or you can't travel, take this injection or you can't come to the family reunion, then that's illegal. That's slavery. That's one person owning another person like a piece of property. This is the guy who's advising one of the people who run the world, and he's referring to human beings as animals.
Humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit, and they have free will, and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
So, I mean, I can't believe the guy is saying this publicly. He's saying that human beings are animals and that their free will is over. This is the guy who wants to run the world this way. Do you understand how dangerous a moment in history we are?
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
It says today we have the technology to hack human beings on a global scale. They haven't. Well, then I think they're using it. People don't have light bulbs and not use them. You understand? People don't have cars and not use them. And the people who run the world just said they have a way to hack into human beings to control them, and that technology is now available. And didn't it have something to do with controlling somebody's internal cellular DNA structure? And isn't that what injections do if they are gene therapy?
It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste, because a crisis is an opportunity to also do reforms that in normal times people will never agree to. But in a crisis, you see, we have no chance. So let's do it.
People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
People will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net.
Okay, did you hear what he said? He said that if you don't do it our way, you will not survive. You've got to submit. Right now, it's submit or you're fired. Submit or you can't travel. That is illegal, and yet it's being done anyway. The Nuremberg Code, after they hung people for war crimes in 1947 after World War II, said you cannot force or coerce someone to take a medical procedure against their will. Coercion is like you're fired if you don't do it. You see, that's illegal, but they're doing it anyway. So right now, you lose your job, which is technically losing food, right? And the people are getting away with doing that. It hasn't been challenged, to my knowledge. So he's saying, unless you do it our way on our system, you will not survive. If they're turning off your job right now, turning off your ability to travel freely, turning off your ability to open your business, and that's legal now when it should not be. At some point, they're going to turn off your bank account, turn off your electricity, and turn off your water. It's only one small step further than what they're doing now.
It's now 600 highly educated people located around the world.
Yeah, what he's talking about is when he says 600 highly educated people, he means 600 people who think the way that he told him to think. That's what university means. It means everyone thinks universally. Everyone thinks the same way. I went to my doctor. I asked her, what do you know about natural medicine? She said, all I know is to give this pill for this illness that I learned in university. I was hired by a sorority fraternity in the University of Pittsburgh to show my film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, and to lecture for an hour. They were going to pay me $2,000 to do that. The university forbid me to go on campus and to talk about the moon landings being fraudulent. They forbid it. So he's talking about this guy has 600 people on his team that are now presidents of countries and cabinet members in executive branches of governments throughout the world. You see this? They already admit that they picked the leader, the president of Canada, they picked the president of France, and they picked cabinet members in countries all around the world are their people on their team that they trained, and their team calls people animals. Their team says, submit or you won't survive. This is Nazism. Do you understand?
The difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example. It's you who exactly. are changed. Yeah. And of yeah. course, this has a big impact on yeah. your identity.
Yeah. Don't listen to the Bible and don't listen to your feelings. Listen to Amazon. Listen to Google. They know how you feel. They know you better than you know yourself. And they can make better decisions on your behalf than you can.
He's saying that you should let Google, which was founded by DARPA, which is an arm of the Pentagon and the CIA, that the CIA, who killed their own President Kennedy, who faked the moon landing, started the Vietnam War on a Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened, according to Robert McNamara. They made it up, led to the death of 3 million people, 58,220 of which were Americans, killed their own people. These are the people that we should trust to tell us how to live our lives. Don't trust the historical wisdom in the Bible. Don't trust that. Don't trust God. Trust the CIA who murders people. Wow. This is how they want to run the world.
Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
He's pretty gutsy, isn't he? He's saying that Jesus is fake news, right? Even though atheist secular historians said that if he's not the Messiah, no one else is or will ever be, because he had 400 eyewitnesses who saw that he came back to life, who were atheists, was recorded historically. And this guy says, don't believe that, huh?
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy.
So he calls most of mankind no longer useful to the economy. This is back to Hitler's useless eaters list. When I read a bulletin about phase one, congratulations, if you're on this list, you're in phase one, you can get this gene-altering medicine first. And then I looked at Hitler's useless eaters list. They were identical. Who gets this gene therapy first for an illness they don't even have? The elderly, the obese, the diabetic, the heart condition, the disabled, all the people they wanted to eliminate. He already said most of humans are no longer contributing to the economy, that we're not making enough money off of them. Therefore, he already called us animals. What do you think that they want to do? Bill Gates wants to lower the population by 94% because we're not contributing to making enough money. This is the guy who could run the world in the near future. Does anybody care?
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
I find it interesting that the, you know, crowning achievement of, quote, science is the moon landings, which are completely fake, you know, and he's talking about fake news. Oh, my goodness.
The emergence of a new upgraded elite of superhumans enhanced by bioengineering and brain-computer interfaces and things like that. And on the other hand, a new massive useless class, a class that has no military or economic usefulness and therefore also no political power.
Okay, so he's basically saying if you're a useless person, we're not going to let you vote. Oh my goodness, this just boggles the mind that the guy has the guts to say this openly. Imagine his plans for mankind that he's afraid to tell publicly. Imagine what those ideas are.
The biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. The problem is more boredom. And how, what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless?
Did you hear what he said multiple times? He's calling most of mankind meaningless and useless. I don't think Hitler talked that poorly. We know that that's what he thought, but he didn't say it multiple times publicly. You can't find a recording of him saying that. And yet, this is the guy one step away from running the world saying it openly. Most people are useless eaters. That's what Hitler said. And this guy is the hero of the people who run the world.
We are in the process of acquiring divine abilities, of turning us in ourselves into gods. And I mean this in the most literal sense possible. It's not a metaphor.
There's going to be another pandemic.
So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
Mm-hmm. Will get attention this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be. That's what Bill Gates said with a smirk on his face. There's going to be. Not might be. Not could be. Going to be. Right? Don't let a crisis go to waste. And they've said before that they need a crisis in order to push their agenda forward, which basically is the loss of freedom for people, which they're trading for, quote, self-preservation. That's why it's a very relevant scripture. The guy wants to get rid of God, say there is no God, and yet the wise scriptures say, Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, that the devil, Luciferian, murderous people, hold power over mankind, and they put them in slavery for their fear of death. Get this medicine or you'll die, right? Go to this camp or you'll die. And it's fact a trick. They end up dying in the camp. And oftentimes it's come out that medicines to prevent arthritis cause arthritis. Medicines that are supposed to save your life end up taking your life away. That's the world we live in.
And that means better surveillance, more transparency, frankly, by all member states. If they think something's happened, it's got to be reported. And the WHO needs the power to be on the site with whatever teams need to be deployed.
What is the WHO? It's a private club that these people created to make it look like a benevolent health organization, when the director of it has no medical experience whatsoever. And Bill Gates, you know, pushing vaccines all over the world, has no medical training whatsoever either. Isn't that interesting? The guy wants to lower the population by 94%, somehow wants to help people live longer who are going to reproduce children. That kind of contradicts his goal, doesn't it?
The establishment of a global healthcare system.
The best healthcare system for the entire human race is individual healthcare. They want to treat people like a herd. Sound familiar? You know, but they're forgetting that each person is different. And so the best healthcare is individual healthcare, not herd healthcare. It's all about controlling people and achieving their goals. Now, I have a goal as a filmmaker to make a movie. I have a plan, a script, a budget, producers, right? I hope I will be able to pull it off. They have billions and trillions of dollars, and they have goals to lower the population by 94%. They said so out of their own mouth. Are they going to twiddle their thumbs and just hope it happens, or are they actively making it happen? The Nazis wanted their vision, and it took 4 years to beat them down to the ground so that their horrible vision would not come around. And now here it is again, and spoken openly as if it's a grand idea.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
So here's something interesting. Technology increases over time. Cars get better, batteries get better, televisions get better. Healthcare is supposed to get better. Even though 70% of Americans are taking prescription medicine, so that means 70% of Americans are sick. So how can we have the best healthcare in the world when 70% of the population is ill? That sounds like the worst healthcare in the world. Well, if technology is increasing and yet longevity is going down and fertility is going down while technology is going up, remember Bill Gates wants to lower the population by 94%, said so out of his own mouth, then it has to be intentional, right? Healthcare cannot be deteriorating and fertility cannot be deteriorating if technology increases unless it is intentional. Bill Gates is currently funding a factory that breeds 30 million bacteria-infected mosquitoes weekly, and they let them loose, allegedly to improve the health of people somehow. He also says that for the people who don't want to get medicine forced on them, he can breed mosquitoes that when they bite you, it puts the medicine inside of you. That's what this guy is up to. This is one of the people who run the world. Here's a person saying that the global economy is deliberately being collapsed so that people become more dependent on the rich people. Do it our way or you won't get food. Do it our way or you won't get electricity. You see that? Exactly what the Nazis did, which is what the guy, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, says is going to be done, and that we have too many useless eaters on the world, which is what Hitler said. Don't believe in the Bible? Here's Bill 6666 about contact tracing everyone, right? Having a mark on everyone. What a coincidence. Still don't believe in the Bible? Here's World Patent 2020-06-06-06 using cryptocurrency, you know, a mark on you that allows you to only buy and sell if you have a chip underneath your finger or hand or whatever. What a coincidence is for the Bible not to be true, huh? So if what the government says is the exact opposite of the truth a lot of the time, such as we have the best health care in the world while 70% of their population is sick all the time, imagine a security guard being on duty at a bank and the bank is robbed. And the next day he shows up for work and all the employees applaud him as doing a great job. That's what happened to this guy on the aftermath of 9/11. 3,000 of his brethren died in a single day, in a single hour, on his watch. He shows up at ground zero a few days later, and he's greeted with applause. How can that be? And this guy, Cheney, was really running the show. They say the exact opposite of the truth. They were willing to testify about 9/11 as long as it was not under oath and they could be found guilty of perjury. And who would make such a request? Who wants to tell the truth, right? So what they say about other countries and when they criticize them means it is supremely true about our own country. Imagine them saying this, or this is what's really the problem with America. About 9/11, he said, right? You know, blaming Iraq on something that was domestic, according to 3,000 architects and engineers. Planes cannot bring down a skyscraper. It's a pinhole. That's all it is. Look at Oklahoma City bombing. Half the building was blown away, and the things still stand. He said, if this is not evil, 9/11, then evil has no meaning, and it's being said by the perpetrators. And tonight I have a message for the brave and oppressed people of the United States. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. And the day the corrupt federal government regime is removed from power will be the day of your liberation. Because you have to get permission to open your business, permission to go to the beach, permission to go to church, permission to go to school, permission to go shopping, permission to go traveling like a slave. All the while they're lying to you and saying you're the freest and healthiest nation on earth when we're the sickest and the most enslaved. Now this gentleman who says that Jesus is rising from the dead is a myth, even though it was eyewitnessed by hundreds of atheists who say if he's not the Messiah, then no one else is. He never said that God was a myth, and he never said that Lucifer was a myth. And proof of this is in their own logo of the World Economic Forum. There was a guy who was interviewed, an elderly man, coming out of a Masonic meeting, and he was asked, do you worship Lucifer? And I don't know if he had a few drinks or was getting senile. He said, yes, we do. But you got it all wrong, he said. Lucifer's the hero and Jesus is the bad guy. Didn't that guy just say Jesus was the bad guy? He didn't say he didn't believe in God, and he didn't say he didn't believe in Lucifer. Because look at the logo here. They can make this logo any way that they want. And they deliberately put this little cross circle through these three O's. You see the six there? Right there. There's a six. You see the other six? Right there. There's the second six. And here's the third six right there. Hidden in plain sight. The Republican Party, the party of these guys, right? It was on their watch that the Republican Party changed their logo. They changed it from this on the left to, during the Bush Jr. administration, they changed it to this. Do you see the difference? They changed the direction of the star. I wonder why they did that. Look at this. You see the direction of the star? When you point it down, there's a reason. I mean, why did they change it? What difference would it make? But when these guys were in power, they changed it. They changed it from this to this, which matches this, the worship of Lucifer. And the people who are saying, get rid of most of mankind, when God says, be fruitful and multiply, they have 666 right in their logo, hidden in plain sight. Now here's the summary. This is a movie trailer from a woman, a producer, who survived the Holocaust. And she knows a little bit about what's going on because she witnessed the first appearance of Nazis and says that's what is happening again right now. So let's take a look at this trailer. And it is, you know, very sad that this is going on, but this is from a Holocaust survivor. And let's take a look and listen.
Those who are responsible for the pandemic have used two of the weapons that the Nazis used, which was fear and propaganda. Propaganda feeds the fear, foments it, hardens it. At that time, the fear was against Jews who were accused of being spreaders of infectious disease. The thing that I realized and was horrified by was that medicine under the Nazis had been totally taken over by government. And so I realized that panic was being fomented so that people would lose confidence in their ability to discern things. And so the best way is listen to public health officials, the experts.
The thing that'll get us back to the world that we had before coronavirus is the vaccine and getting that out to all 7 billion people.
Bill Gates assumes the mantle of one who has authority in the medical public health field.
There has never been a public health. The only health that ever existed is the individual's health. Every single medical procedure or medical practice needs to be considered with regards to how does it affect this individual patient? Is it necessary?
Why did all of you cooperate? And here's the interesting answer. The Nazis never presented themselves as negative, destructive people. They presented themselves as a party who is trying actually to make things better. And that's what they told people. When you were taken to a ghetto, it was for your own protection. When you were taken to a camp, you were told, we have work for you there, and food, and shelter. We want to help you.
My grandfather, who was in the French army, he got into camps and he always feared after that normal doctors. He saw them doing all kinds of experiments on people, entering the barracks with huge syringes and things like that.
There were people sent in Australia to camps. They didn't kill them there, but the process that we are going through is part of what they were doing to them. Most people just think, well, we need to do what the government says and they want what is good for us. And they trust them and they think that's the way it is. It's so scary. that you can understand what happened there, that it happens again.
It's a deja vu, you know, I feel exactly, I mean, people tell us what to do now. People are telling us how to do, how to go, what to shop.
We went like sheep in the Second World War. It's happening now all over the world with this COVID. I'm against people who are telling me what to do with my body because it's a lie, it's a big lie. When people are so blind, I can't stand it. I have to try to convince them to open their eyes, to open their ears, not to go like sheep.
It's a race between enslavement and expansion of global human consciousness. Because there are many, 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 many more of us. I'm advocating for nonviolent civil disobedience, an absolute rejection of all the mandates. Resist.
So there you have it. The eyewitnessed medical experiments being done on people. Remember, these injections are a new kind that have never been used on humans before on a mass scale. So that, in and of itself, is experimental. They admit that there are no long-term five-year studies, at least ones that they want to show, about the long-term effects of what people are taking by the people who want to lower the population by 94%. So, that's the state of our world. And there you have it, the first episode of Bart Sobrell's Box Escape. Be sure to tell your friends so that we can have more and more subscribers, more and more people participating in the support of this podcast, which is weekly. You'll get another podcast next week, same time, same channel, and there should be a link somewhere in there for Subscribestar that you can share with your friends. It's also at Sobrell.com. So thank you for being among the first subscribers, and I'll see you next week with another episode of Bart Sobrell's Box Escape.